Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenzi, and I'm on the grid. I'm also on SiriusXM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our television affiliates, digital video platforms, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. We're on the clock. We've got a lot of games to get to this evening. And the bells are already tolling for the let's do this. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. What's going on, Cam?
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Wild night last night. Yeah, we had the trivia, the poll question. Obviously, the baseball game, it's not even close. That was a classic again. Unbelievable stuff, buddy. You're raking it in, and I see more trips in your future. This is fantastic. We get to move on. Tonight, we got Boston and Houston, game 1-2. I'm not expecting the type of pitching duel we saw with the Dodgers and Giants. Could be totally the opposite. Dingers and runs galore.
That was a classic series, classic game last night, epic game. Yeah. Wasn't quite awesome. The game 7 of the World Series of the Atlanta Braves and the Minnesota Twins, but the tension was very, very high. Obviously, there was a controversial call at the end of the game, but the game was about to come to an end. Anyways, the Dodgers advance. We've got baseball tonight. We've got hockey. We've got college football. We're going to break down NFL football. We've got a little golf talk as well. A lot of stuff to get to, actually, Kemp. I'm the conductor. I've got to try to keep everything on track and so we can get to everything. So let's jump onto the ice first, actually. No need to live in the past. We know the Dodgers are great, and mm-hmm. we know that you and I are great, and we won a ton of money. Other than that, yeah, there's nothing to And as you stated, too, I love it, too. I actually saw the poll because 24 hours later, Ken, the poll question, pops back up on Twitter. Yeah, 62% of these jackasses picked the Giants last night. Good pick, guys.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, though, it's just like that. What a game. And that's the thing. We've seen two classics already, and this is an argument for the new breed versus the old breed. You want to see 11 to 8 games? Good. Enjoy it. You'll watch Houston and Boston play each other and beat each other over the head with a stick. Or do you want to see the Dodgers and Cardinals play a classic in the wild card and have a great series like this? It's beautiful. I love these low-scoring pitching battles where managers have to make decisions. This is good stuff, Gabe. Classic baseball.
Like you said, just super intense. The baseball playoffs have been great. Can't discount the Atlanta Braves. We'll get to the World Series matchups, but we've got some great storylines potentially unfolding. Big game tonight, Cam. And I got to tell you, I've already got a prop play in on tonight's baseball game. I look forward to breaking it down and seeing what everybody has to say about it. I'm locked and loaded, college football. Playing the board. And in fact, I've got picks for every college football game tonight, except Sounds that like other me. One. Except that other one, whatever. Like not the.
There's an added.
Sorry,
added
game. Yeah, I don't have a pick for Colgate and Cornell. Big Red.
I kind of like Colgate. I'd take Colgate over Cornell. Colgate's strong. What's the line?
How the hell could you? I was gonna say.
I have no clue.
Say we got to bet on Big Red. You're Big Red. Cornell, Big Red.
Cornell, Big. Isn't Colgate Red too? They got something with Red.
No, but they Cornell's are. Actually called the Cornell the Big Red.
Oh, I get that. I get that. I know, but I'm
I don't know what
you,
Colgate like, the are called. Teams, the Colgate dentures. What's Colgate's name? I don't know.
Yeah. Plaque attack.
The molars.
Colgate molars.
All right, I am Gabriel Morenzi, and I'm a liar because I just said that I had picks for every college football game, but I don't have a pick for Weber State and Montana State either. Well, I go with Weber State. You know what? Maybe you know what? I'm betting them all. We're betting them all.
I'll let you slide on Colgate and Cornell, but the other game is actually Big Sky. That's real football. That's fine.
No. I think that you and I should both be ashamed of ourselves. We haven't been giving people Ivy League football picks every Friday. If FanDuel's going to go out of the way and make lines, the least we can do is bet it. The least we can do is support it.
I don't know, man.
You're playing every hockey game, I'm sure.
Oh, you're damn right I am. That's exactly what I'm doing tonight.
See, so...
I don't know. I got to be honest with you. Like,
we'll see about Colgate. Like, we'll see about Cornell Big Red stuff. Well,
these other games are at 7 o'clock, though, right? Like, North Texas, Mean Green, Syracuse, Clemson. Like, here we go. Like, we're out of the gate with a couple pretty good games.
Yeah, and the total is coming down. The total is coming down right now. It's 40 in Clemson and Syracuse. Yes. 43.5. Yeah. I like the over game, just for the record. I like the over.
Clemson, Syracuse. Yeah, no, I'm taking Syracuse. That's what I'm doing with that game. Get a smooth 14. I think Syracuse can play.
I knew
Clemson
you were going to do that.
Of course. It can, what do you think? I'm going to bet Clemson? Laying 13.5 on the road? Oh, here we go. Really? Yes. It's got to be one of these. See how much better the show is when we're both on the Dodgers, both on the under. Now it's Friday. You know, it's the end of the week, and we got to be on different sides. Anyway.
What do you got, Marshall, in North Texas?
Who do you like?
I'm on the under.
I didn't touch the total in that game. I'm looking at North
Texas.
I'm not
touching the side.
I'm not touching the total. See, there we go. That's why it works.
All right. Okay. NHL hockey. We got NHL hockey. Okay.
I'm ready.
Chicago Blackhawks are at one of the nicest arenas in America, the Prudential Center. Newark. Let's do it.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
New Jersey Devils. Yeah, that place. The ugliest arena in America. That really is an eyesore. All right, so we'll get this on the other side, actually. We're off and running. All right, Cam's ready to go. Chicago Blackhawks and Devils, the Vancouver Canucks and the Philadelphia Flyers, and more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morency, and we've got a lot of game time decisions to make. College football tonight, NHL hockey. We got Major League Baseball playoffs, whatever you like. We've got it. We've even got a little golf talk, CFL football. A lot of sports on the table this evening. There's a lot of betting opportunities, and we're ready to fire. We're ready to do this. We've got a full slate of college football, but you know what? I teased Cam with some puck talk, so let's start off in the National Hockey League right now, Cam. The Chicago Blackhawks are in New Jersey right now. The New Jersey Devils are -136 favorites. The Hawks are +116. The total is 6.5. What are you doing with this hockey game?
I'm taking the underdog tonight, Gabe. I'm taking the Chicago Blackhawks. I like Lindy Ruff in New Jersey. I think they're actually going to be a team that's going to really battle this year, but I'm going to give Chicago one more chance in this spot. They had a really rough first period against Colorado, down 3-0. Remember, they only lost that game by 2 goals, and I got to be honest with you, they took play to Colorado. Watching, I actually had a replay of that game that I saw some of the action, and Chicago was not bad in that game. We will see. Goaltending is a question. Probably lots of goals. New Jersey's going to be an offensive team this year, so I would look at the over, but it's 6.5. That's something I'm probably going to stay away from, but I am going to bet the Chicago Blackhawks, and I found a way to avoid shootouts, Gabe, digging deeper regulation lines too, and they're doing it old school. You could take Chicago +0.5 puck minus -128 in regulation, which I'm going to do, and I'm going to sprinkle on the money line if they end up winning the game. But I like underdogs to give me the Blackhawks.
I do not have an opinion on the Chicago Blackhawk New Jersey Devil game. Vancouver Canucks and the Philadelphia Flyers. Canucks and Flyers. We cashed the ticket with the Canucks +1.5 the other night, and we cashed the ticket with the under 6.5 with the Canucks. What are your thoughts on the Philadelphia Flyers, who are now -156 favorites? Canucks are +132.
I think the Canucks are live tonight. I told you, it's underdog night. Like, I don't think there's going to be a minus. Like, if you're looking for a minus in your place, in my place, you're sorely mistaken. Pluses you'll find all over the place, under the couch, under the chair, everywhere a plus. Give me Vancouver.
Well, there's only one other game. So, in other words, you like the Ducks later at +150.
Quack, 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 quack. I like them especially +1.5 because everyone and their mother is betting Minnesota. But I would bet three dogs tonight. You know, I did a round robin parlay +1.5 with all three dogs too, a little bit smaller, but Vancouver's live. They're a good hockey team. And I'll tell you something, Do you really want to lay that kind of juice with Philadelphia? Can they win? Sure. But do I want to see how Carter Hart is this year? Not laying 60 cents, I don't. I'll take a chance with the Flyers on the road when we're getting our price. I don't think they should be laying this price to Vancouver, who is a gritty team. This would be a big win for Vancouver. Go in there, get another point. They got one against Edmonton. They were down 2-0. They came back. Give me the Canucks. I think they can win this game.
Not the ideal scheduling start for the Vancouver Canucks. Starting on the road in Edmonton, it's kind of bizarre. Now going to Philadelphia.
It's not really fair to them. Why would you do that?
It's a weird trip. I think they're in Detroit on Saturday. So, like, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to make them play on the East Coast, just open up on the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? That's my point.
Why are you making them go to Edmonton when they could open up in Philadelphia, play Detroit, play Ottawa? Like, what are you going to do? This is the thing. Like, that's the problem I have with the National Hockey League. It's not fair to them. Like, these guys are just getting their guys back, and you're telling me you got to go play Edmonton, a team that you saw a million times last year, and then you go into Philadelphia. Anyway, I'm still taking Vancouver. Scheduling sucks, but the price is nice.
Yeah, so as I said, bad scheduling spot here for Vancouver. And, you know, the Canucks got screwed over last year with the schedule as well. I'm telling you, sports leagues hate the Pacific Northwest. They just don't care. They'll screw the teams over. And it just is. It's what it is. The thing is with the puck and a half, in the opening, the first two nights of the NHL, and it's kind of annoying, but FanDuel have caught on pretty quickly to this. Like, the Canucks the other night were plus a puck and a half, and it was like minus 150, minus 160. Like, you know, all those plus puck and a halves we're taking. Like, now it's minus 194, right? So the Vancouver Canucks, I cannot lay minus 194 for a puck and a half. But the plus 32 cents is intriguing enough. I will be on the Canucks at plus 132. I'll take the Canucks and Flyers under 6.5, and I'll go with Minnesota and the Ducks under 5.5 a little bit later on tonight.
It's a huge hook. It's a huge hook because on FanDuel, they're the only one, Gabe. That game is flat, 5-5 in most of the other sports books. Gibson Guitars was absolutely fantastic in that opener against the Jets. He stood on his head. So that half, that 5.5 is a big deal. Now you need 6 to beat you instead of 5 for a push. So yeah, I think Anaheim might be live too. Everyone just thinks these guys are a bad team. Well, I don't know. With a good goaltender, it kind of changes everything. And Minnesota should not be laying that type of price, Gabe.
The thing is, you can be a bad team, Cam, but it doesn't matter early in the season. You can still, it's the first couple of games. You're not exposed. You're not exposed for being a bad team yet. Bad teams get exposed due to depth, right, as the season goes on. So those first, especially at home, right, those home openers, everybody's all fired up. You know what I mean? Half the people there don't know the team sucks anyways, Cam, right? Like, it's not like, oh, it's like we suck. They're just there, right? Exactly.
It's a game. Hockey game here.
Hey, go Ducks. The Ducks won, right?
What'd you call it again? The ice match. Hi, honey, would you like to go to the ice match at the Honda Center tonight?
Another thing is, too, it's funny because handicappers fans, well, this team sucks. It's like, yeah, but it's not like the Ducks are sitting in their room tonight going, you know, we really suck. I don't know if we have a chance to win tonight. Like, no, they're saying, hey, we won our first game of the year. We're as good as anybody. Like pro athletes don't sit there. It's funny. It's just funny the modern thinking of everyone. Like, they think it, like, they think their thinking translates to, like, the way the players are thinking.
It's actually the complete opposite. Like, if they think it's, the players are, like, angry that you think they suck and are going to bring a huge effort. So, I like betting on
I remember during the NCAA tournament, Cam. I think it was the UCLA coach. I think it was our boy Mick Cronin. And then they asked, they said, man, you guys have been upsetting everybody, and this is an amazing run. And he goes, my kids are very arrogant. He goes, trust me. He goes, they don't think they're underdogs. He basically said, trust me, like when these kids talk to each other, they don't think like they're underdogs, right? Like, they think they're better, right? And all these teams think they're better. So, yeah, three games. All right, so speaking of better, we got, Red Sox and Astros. It's going to be some good stuff here. Competitive series. I think this series is going 7 games. Let's look at the playoff series lines here, Cam. See if we can get some value. I have no, I'm Mr. Future now. I'm future.
Yeah, no, it's well, the thing so about, yeah, hey, series, Bender, total it's working games. For you. You're going to be going on another Bender on a trip if you keep on betting the Dodgers. It's funny. Remember when we used to do the market watch and like, you're like, holy, if you bet on the Dodgers here, like you're this, the thing is you're picking the right spots in the futures with the Dodgers. So that
well,
doesn't even matter.
Now. Yeah.
You don't have to worry game to game. And now they're pick-ems, exactly. But
that Dodgers plus 2.5. Eagles plus 17 won.
Oh, yeah, for sure it did. Yeah, those alternate lines. Those are real wild.
Yeah, but once again, it's true, Cam. The parlay would have hit.
You just parlayed again.
The Dodgers won outright. And
that's what I'm saying. I told you a long time ago I used to deal with a guy.
I can't believe that.
Why aren't you
teasing? I can't believe
that. He's like, wow, you hit those teasers. He goes, I got better news for you there, Cam, you idiot. If you just parlayed it, you go 5-0. Yeah, why are you just
plus 270.
You could have parlayed it. Exactly. He goes, okay, enjoy your teasers.
Hey, that eagle cover was a miracle, though. I was watching
it. It was awesome. Hey,
that was
we deserved every bit of that cover.
So listen, Red Sox and Astros, to go 7 games is plus 200. To go 6 games is plus 200. You said the other day, just played them both, and you sort of get two guys at plus 200, right? I don't think this is a 5-game series, I'll tell you that. Did you realize, though, Cam and everybody, it's 2-3-2. Baseball likes the curveball, huh? You never know what these guys are doing with their format. They change it every year. And it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, it's 2-3-2. So, yeah, it's a 2-3-2. It sort of changes things, bro. I like Boston more in a 2-3-2. Bro,
so
they go into Houston, they take 1-2. Then you got 3 in a row at Fenway. Bad things happen to teams in the playoffs at Fenway, man.
I'm telling you,
like,
Boston.
I don't like this format if I'm Houston.
Listen, I bet Boston in the last series, and you know what I mean? And I'm not right all the time, but I take chances on dogs. That was a good pick because the whole world's on Tampa Bay. I don't meet many people that think Boston's got a chance in this series, Gabe. And Sale was brutal. They have a very
I'm picking
good
them
chance.
To win.
I'm taking them tonight, too. And I'll tell you, Sale needed this rest, I think, and that was a
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Different team that he played in Tampa Bay. I'm on Boston tonight. The price is too damn good.
That's my one problem. I'm not sold on Sale. That's my problem.
No Sale. Yeah. I'm sold.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi, kicking it with Cam Stewart, SiriusXM Channel 204. Quick check of the goalies. Kevin Lankinen between the pipes for the Hawks. Jonathan Bernier for the Devils. Devils! Thatcher Demko. Demko was amazing, man, the other night.
Better get Demko.
Thatcher like Demko between the pipes tonight. I actually got a Vancouver goalie helmet. I'll bust it out later, Cam. I'll show it to you and Dave. Against Carter Hart. Cam Talbot tonight. No Gibson guitars. Oh boy.
Uh-oh. Abort. Uh-oh. Abort. Abort. Who's in that? Oh yeah, it's Stolarz.
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 Anthony Stolarz.
Yeah, I like Stolarz.
Yeah. We'll readjust that play. We didn't get that in yet. So and just quickly before we get Dubsy in here. College football tonight coming up here. Listen, I'm telling you guys, unless you can go one or two ways, and I know everyone's going to say, oh, Syracuse played these guys tough before. Yeah, they did. They beat Deshaun Watson, all right, like 5 years ago. And the last two times they played, Clemson has smoked them. Dabo got tired of like them like hanging around with them. Everybody's going to look at Clemson and go, oh, my God, look, they're 0-5 against the spread. If you look at Clemson's games, remember everyone's down on them. Oh, they lost 10-3 to Georgia. Georgia are killing teams. All right, like, that's not a bad loss, losing 10-3 to Georgia. They got upset. You know, they lost to NC State, who were pretty good at home, and they didn't cover against a good BC team. Their offense has sucked, but they've got a bye week. I'm telling you guys, Clemson's offense is going to go off tonight. Syracuse gave up like 40 last week to Wake. They gave up 30-plus to FSU. Syracuse can't stop anybody, all right? They gave up 33 to FSU, 40 to Wake in the last 2 weeks. Yeah, you know, Clemson's offense. If Clemson doesn't score tonight, they got a big problem. I totally understand not running the window, wanting to lay 13.5 points with the Tigers tonight, but I think Syracuse are a trap. I like the over because I think that Clemson's offense is going to get on track. And quite frankly, I don't really know how much Syracuse is going to be able to score in this game, Cam. Quick thoughts on that. Let's get to Dubsy.
I bet on Syracuse. I guess I'm falling into the trap.
Big trap. Don't call me to bust you out of the well.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll find my own way out of the well. You fine, sir?
Dubsy! How about them Dodgers, Dubsy? Dubsy's in Los Angeles. He's honking his horn. Honk, 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 honk.
We're making a run right now. They're going to make a mockery of Atlanta. That's all they had to do was get through that series.
Make a mockery of Atlanta. That's a bold stare. Atlanta's pretty good, Dubsy, but anyway.
I'm going to tell you a story a bit about the golf. We got the CJ Cup, Keith Mitchell at 18 under par, five shots clear. I had him as a round one low score, what I thought, at 140-1. Went to check the ticket last night for a near miss. I've got him in the outright market at 140-1. We got to ride him home. The big hit in Keith Mitchell. Can he get it done? Get win number two on the PGA Tour? I hope so, boys. It'll be a default victory for Dubsy. I was tempted to come on here and claim it as one of my outright picks, but he wasn't. But I'm going to take it anyway. Five shots clear down in Vegas. Another birdie fest, boys.
Got to be lucky to be good. Good to be lucky, Dubsy. Right? You take it.
Yeah.
Right?
Winners, win. Winners win.
Exactly.
That's
exactly
all there is to it.
140-1. 140-1, Cam. You have a piece of, might as well go for a soda as well.
Soda. Yeah, might as well. Yeah, sorry.
Hey, Dubsy, there's a guy. There's a guy.
Guy
Kim Mitchell.
In Canada. Kim Mitchell's a
Kim
rock
Mitchell.
Star.
He's
here
got
in
a, he's got a song.
Yeah.
Might as well
might
go
as well
for a soda.
For a soda.
Love
nobody
it.
Cares.
Goes,
no, it goes
straight
out
of the top of me, boys.
It goes, might as well go for a soda. Nobody hurts and nobody dies.
That's right. Instead of drinking booze, that's
well
it. Yeah.
It goes, it's better than slander.
What,
it's better than
be
lies.
For a few sodas. If Keithy Mitchell, baby, gets it done, there'll be sodas for all the boys, I guarantee. But look, we're only at the halfway mark.
Big sodas.
It's a long way from done. As quick as he can get to 18 under par, there's some big names chasing. Any of the guys that's sort of 8, 9 under, they can also shoot, you know, a couple of 9 unders over the weekend to get back in the mix. But Keith Mitchell, he's no slouch. We saw him at the Wells Fargo last year. He was there right in the thick of it before Roy McIlroy caught up to him. But again, another Fazio course. The good drivers of the golf ball, they're carving this place up. That's Keith Mitchell. So I do see him holding on, you know, through Sunday.
Cam?
Yeah, it's interesting, Gabe. I was checking the leaderboard today. I'm like, ooh, Siwoo Kim is making like a... But it's Sungyeon Kim.
Sung-yeon.
It's another guy like S. Kim, but it's Sungyeon. I didn't even know who this guy is. Anyway, he's in second place. Rory McIlroy's figured it out. Jordan Spieth right there. So the thing is, you take a look at the live leaderboard, Morenci. Like, look at the guys live on FanDuel that are chasing him. Spieth plus 550. Hatton, 14. McIlroy, 16. Hovland, who we have, Gabe, he's lingering. He's right there, six shots back, 19.
What happened to my boy Henley?
Henley's kind of like six under. He's lingering.
He's
not really...
He's at the tables. That weekend's done if you're at six under.
It was a good thing I didn't get it in. Because I can't. Henley's in third place.
It's all coming up you right now. Like, the Dodgers are winning. You didn't get the Henley bet in. He, like, crapped the bed. Like, yeah, no, it's good. It's good.
So but who I would can say come back? Would, so, sorry, Dubsy. Like, we don't want to ruin your 140-1 your party here. That's amazing. You got a five-shot lead, too. And what's horrible about this, and, Cam, you can explain it better than I can even, you can't really hedge. There's no hedge. Like, what are you going to do? Like, I'm going to take Spieth, I'm going to take Higgs, I'm going to take Fowler, I'm going to take Hatton. Like,
yeah,
you can't. It's like buying 5,000 lottery tickets and thinking you have a better chance. Like,
it's an excellent point.
It's true.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to Dubsy about this one. But you're right, Gabe. Like, the only way you can hedge a golf tournament if it turns into a match play situation on Sunday. And you pray that you have the guy at, like, 80-1, and you could smash the other guy, right? Like, and that's the thing. And you hope your guy actually is in a situation where we're getting way more plus money. You want your guy in the lead so you can come back and hedge, and then you're in a situation, you have a cognac, light a cigar, and you just wait for the money to roll in.
So Ricky Fowler is lingering for real, though.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
He is.
Yes. Yes.
And look, he's back in Las Vegas.
He looks good. He actually looks
you know why,
comfortable.
He missed the cut last week. Who did he go and see? His old swing coach, Butch Harmon. Got that reassurance of what he's working on is there. So that gives him all the confidence in the world. And look, this golf course, there is no trouble out there, boys. If you're playing with confidence, get hot on the greens like vintage Ricky Fowler can, he can certainly make a run for sure. And I think that's a great number, 31-1.
I agree with you.
Sitting right
there.
I think Victor Hovland's still good.
And you know, Dubsy, and I had friends who played on mini tours and stuff, and now, like, you know what I mean? They went nuts. Like, I had one brother who was a twin. He broke the other guy's arm in a tournament, like, hurt him, like, as his caddy said, I'm so embarrassed right now. No, these guys, I played hockey with them. He shot it, like, an 82, and he, like, everybody else was in the 70s. He's like, I'm so embarrassed. He's like, hurt me. I gotta get off this tournament. Like, he didn't want to just walk off. He had, to, like, an injury. He told me a story. He goes, he got his twin brother to, like, beat him up. Anyway, Fowler, this is the thing. Golf, you just need to, and I love the fact, Gabe, Fowler, keep it simple, right? It's one of those things in the sport you get in your own head. Now you're playing on an easy course. 31 to 1 is a good price. And I hate to say it, one of his buddies from the Get Along Gang's making a huge move, Justin Thomas. Like, if this guy is committed and doesn't get wasted in Vegas, that's a good number for him as well. There's too many guys, though. You said it, Morenci. You can't hedge. It's impossible.
Yeah, it's hard. And that guy you brought up earlier, Kim, Sungyoon Kim, at 41 to 1, sitting in second place at 13 under par. He won on the Korean Tour back in July. He's only 23 years of age. He's won twice in Asia. This kid's a superstar, so don't sleep on him. Obviously, the book doesn't know much about him, but sponsored by, you know, the CJ company, so he might feel comfortable. And this golf course, it's like playing in South Korea, you know, resort style. I mean, huge fairways. These fairways, Celine Dion, she could land the private jet on all 18 of them. They're that big. So he might feel comfortable getting a bit of a run.
Celine, Vegas, yeah. Mate, she made more money in Vegas than anybody.
The owner of the Knights, the Raiders, they all live here on this golf course. Tells you a little bit about the track boys. They don't want it hard. These rich fellas, they just want a good time out there. Bit of corporate schmoozing, easy golf course.
It's where Blessing plays. Let me just say something, okay? I swear to God. Didn't Babano's golf guy take Ricky Fowler the other day, and didn't we get a big laugh out of it?
I hate to say it. He also took, like, Keith
was
Mitchell.
Was he 400 to 1? What the hell was Ricky Fowler's odds, like,
honestly,
before the tournament?
I know Babano's golf guy picks 30 guys, but all the guys who are, like, 100 to 1 or more at the top, he's on them all. Like, this guy's going to have a huge week.
Hey, one of them will hit. I don't think Ricky will get it done, but it's great to see him with
Cam Smith. Cam Smith
season,
is making a move, Dubsy. Cam Smith.
And he's a streaky player. Yes, he's comfortable shooting 8 or 9 under back-to-back. Good short game.
He's my guy.
Love Cammy. That's my boy.
That's who I am. That's
good,
who I'm
good for Ricky. Good to see him back in the mix. These PGA Tour golfers are so delicate up top between the ears, boys. Sometimes just a little bit of, you know, affirmation from the old swing coach, that's enough to change everything. So hopefully it's a big year for Ricky coming up.
Can Hovland still win this thing? I think he can.
Yeah,
19-1.
There's
value in Hovland right now at 19 when you compare the other.
I agree with that, and we're already on Hovland. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Keith Mitchell's ahead of everybody by 5 strokes. All those guys at 11, 12, 13, like, you're right there. Hell, I'd take guys 10 back, because if Mitchell comes back, it's, remember, the next guy up's only 13. So that brings the whole pack of guys. It's like Mitchell's 18. Everybody else is 13, 12, 11, 10. Gabe, I'm telling you, this thing is a shootout. You could take any plus money guys.
That would be my my bullet there. Hovland at 19. Right. I already liked Hovland at 27, but I'm saying even updated right now, 19, I think that's good value.
I agree.
Yeah, high ceiling. And look, Spieth's right there, but there's no value on him.
No, it's only
550,
all
in Keith Mitchell's hands right now. If Keith Mitchell comes out tomorrow and shoots a 1-2 under par, game on for Sunday. That's going to bring 5 or 6 guys right in this thing. So for him, it's all about how he comes out moving day. Now, Keith Mitchell, he has won back at the Honda in 2019, I believe it was, but he's not, you know, he's not picking up multiple victories every year on the PGA Tour. Some big names up top of this board. If they can get close enough, put a bit of pressure on him. We saw it last year at the Wells Fargo. He got a little shaky. Maybe that happens again. But for Dubsy's sake, absolutely, we're riding Keith Mitchell home, boys.
You ever get stung by a wasp on the golf course like J.R. Smith?
Yeah, on left and right bicep. Mate, J.R. Smith, doing great things. Good to see him out there competing. If this golf tournament was a basketball player, it'd be J.R. Smith. No defense, all attack, just putting up brick.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Wow.
Dubsy's
on fire.
He sure is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues, and we've been clicking away. As we were talking golf, I started clicking away on some of these college football games. I'm fired up for the baseball game tonight, even though not really particularly a fan of either team. The Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers played in the World Series a couple of years ago, and the Red Sox beat them, and, of course, the Astros. So I'm hoping the Dodgers just beat down the Braves. And then either way, the Dodgers get payback against they're both cheating organizations. So it's justice. Justice must be served, Sal. And I was looking for you. I was outside the set as I saw. I sent the picture. It's Kurt cruising by. I was outside, but yeah, I asked. I asked security, "Where's my boy Sal? I'm Morenci. I'm a special guest." They told me to get lost.
They had probably just thrown me out, but I was at the Fox lot doing the Fox Bet live show. I wish we could have met up.
Yeah, yeah, next time.
On your Dodgers, you're wearing the jacket proudly. Are you talking about cheats, though? Cam, are you giving them the business about cheating teams advancing in the playoffs? My God.
Well, you didn't like the call. Dodgers? It was a good call. Cam won money last night. He's happy. He's
Yeah, I won money. It was an exceptional call. The umpire and crew. A+. No, honest to God.
Umpires have a difficult job, Sal. No, back off.
Here's the thing. People are like, oh, controversial. I tweeted it. I'm like, controversial ending. What? So Scherzer's going to give up a double or a home run there? It's a check swing. It happens all the time. You want bad calls? Watch the NFL on Sunday. Get bad.
I am I'm just trying to get Gabe's goat. I'm trying to get his juicy phone. Okay. I'm with you.
Sorry, sorry. I didn't get the memo there.
The Red Sox Astros, you can't root for it. It's the most despicable fan base in the world, the Red Sox. Anyone. And then you got the Astros, the cheating team. And I hate the Braves. Being a Mets fan, I hate the Braves. And so it leaves me just the Dodgers. And I'm with you. I have a soft spot for Wilmer Flores, but he was a Met on that 2015 team, the crying on the field when he thought he was traded and all that. But it's a check swing. It was a questionable call. It was a bad call. But he was 0-for-17 against Scherzer, wasn't he? So that has to factor in. There were some other bad calls behind the play. There's some other behind the plate. There were other check swings. Maybe would have led to a longer inning. So I'm with you. I'm going Dodgers. Dodgers' biggest favorite in the NLCS since the Mets. Biggest road favorite since the Mets visited Houston in 86. So looking good, Gabe.
Who do you think plays in the World Series? What do you think the World Series matchup is going to be, Sal?
I think you're going to get what you want. Well, I think you want Astros-Dodgers, right? Is that what you just said? I think you want a shot at revenge, and I think that's it. I think Houston in six, I like them tonight.
How about Red Sox-Dodgers? That's good for everyone from a population.
I don't look at it as revenge. I look at it as who would be easier to win against.
Interesting. So Astros is your team? Is that's who you're pulling for then?
Yeah, I would rather actually go to Houston. I don't want to go to Fenway. East Coast, West Coast. Like, the Dodgers, you go to Texas. It's not that bad. You know what I'm saying? Going in, weird things happen at Fenway. That's why I think the Astros are a damn good team. Who do you like in this series? Like, I'm thinking, exactly. I think the Red Sox are going to find a way. And you got that 2-3-2 format now, Sal. If you're the road team, man, you win one game on the road, you go home, you can win the series after. It just, I don't know. It really, I'd rather start on the road in a 2-3-2 format.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm pulling for the Astros. I like the Astros in six. I like them tonight. McCullers being out, it hurts. Definitely, I'm not going to say it's good. But this Red Sox staff, you got Sale, was terrible. Like, he's their ace, and he was terrible in a big spot last week. I think that kind of continues. You got Frambez. You know, Vala Frambez has been great. He had, 14 innings, two runs allowed against the Red Sox this year. I think he had 18 strikeouts.
And Sal, something I got crazy. A strikeout prop, Sal, at 3.5 earlier in the day with this guy.
Did you really?
He struck out 18 Red Sox in those two starts.
Yeah. They're putting up numbers like it's Juan Valdez from the Colombian Coffee Institution. Are you kidding me? 3.5? The guy's a good pitcher.
Yeah, this isn't the Exxon Valdez. You're right. Yeah, for sure. And you got Pavetta. Garrett Whitlock's not going to be their savior for the next 2 weeks, the Red Sox. I don't think so. I know he throws in there with a 1.6 ERA, but long relief-wise, they're in trouble. We're not going to go crazy about Pavetta for the next 7 to 10 days, that's for sure. I like the Astros to advance against your Dodgers. I just think there's too much firepower. Mookie Betts – you know, you may not hear from him for a couple of days. He kind of senses when the important games are coming up, and he comes through for you guys. Dodgers and Stros in the series.
Mookie Betts was unbelievable. 4-for-4, the first Dodger in Dodger history, Brooklyn or Los Angeles Dodger history, to go 4-for-4 in an elimination game. They've had some pretty good players on the team over the years. It's just crazy, too. Yeah, Max Scherzer, that's his first ever save. crazy things about that. What do you think, Cam, tonight? What are you going to do with this game? Because I'm confused, too, about this. I'm tempted by Boston as the dog, but Valdez is a good pitcher, and I don't trust Chris Sale, but I sort of think Chris Sale's actually going to pitch well tonight.
No, it
I don't
is,
think he's going to suck again tonight.
I'm like that rat, and you and Sal left out cheese, and I know it's poisonous, but it's three pieces of cheese instead of two. That's why I like the plus money, right? I'm like, ooh, I can't, an extra morsel. That's the way I am. And I'm going to tell you, the time off, I think, it could help Sale. Boston's a nice price tonight. Even the plus 1.5 isn't too crazy in a tight game. I'm taking a chance. I think, as we talked about, we both think this series goes the distance. I respect Sal's opinion. We've been on a lot of good NFL dogs together. I got to take a shot with Boston. That price is just too sweet.
The more we discuss it, what a despicable series it is. It really is. It's like Jake and Logan Paul are fighting each other, and you have to decide. Yeah, and for a week. You have to watch this for a week. You have to pretend to care about who wins.
I know, like, you're right. Like, watching both fan bases just, like, for the whole time celebrate. Like, it is. It is what it is. What about tomorrow? The Dodgers game one. They admitted they were partying last night. That was the best. They asked Cody Bellinger, what's it going to be like tonight? He said, pretty crazy, man. He's like drinking. Like, they're like, they don't even hide it. Like, what a life. These guys blasted, shake off. I guess they can shake off hangovers better than I can. But they'll be good to go for tomorrow. FanDuel's got TBD listed for the Dodgers right now, but it's going to be Scherzer. And it's minus 132 against Max Fried. Fried's been great, but what about a game one? Dodgers keep the momentum going in here, Sal, or do they get caught, the Braves waiting for them? What do you think?
You're thinking, well, first of all, I like them for the series. I would tend to shy away from game one because of the celebration factor. And, you know, Bellinger specifically was 2-for-48 against the Giants. 2-for-48 going into the game. And he ends up being the hero. So you may not see anything from him for a while. But are you confident Scherzer? Like, the Dodgers could pull some shenanigans like they did, get a couple middle relievers.
Well, that's
it,
yeah. Yeah, that's
so
another
that's
thing.
3-6 or something. So I don't know. I kind of have to sit back and wait. Since I have the Dodgers for the series, I would lean Dodgers in game one, but I'm not positive about the Saturday game.
It's a good point. Just because Dave Roberts said that Scherzer should be starting,
maybe
doesn't
the total.
Mean he will.
Like, it's maybe a good point. The total. Like the Dodgers, like that series.
They're going to start Blake Treinen.
Blake Treinen is awesome. Like, that guy's an absolute stud.
They're going to start the game with Gratterall. Let's go.
That's the thing. They're gonna need 8 Gratterals after their party, Morency. That's the thing. I don't know how many Gratterals they're going to have, but I'm going to say I think the under is worth a look. Fried's been on fire. And I got to believe, like, the way this series is, that's National League Baseball, right? Like, these teams are going to grind really tight games. Like, I don't see – do you see runs in this game with those pitchers? Probably not.
It could open up, man. The Braves have an explosive offense, but I know.
They do.
I don't know. Every play – listen, the 5 games are a little weird. In a 7-game series, we all know, guys, there's always that 1-12-10 game, right? I don't care, National League, American League, there's always that one sort of wild game in a playoff series. But let's – speaking of wild – are people aware that the Dallas Cowboys are a perfect 5-0 against the point spread? Did I just pull like a Joe Buck and like mush the kicker before like the kick by saying that? Sorry, Sal. But I just got to speak facts, right? But like, unbelievable. Do they remain that way? Because I got to tell you, this feels very tricky and trappish this week in Foxborough, man.
You see the line. It's so trappish. I agree.
I know you think like I do. And as a Cowboy fan, I was praying to see it at 6 or 5.5. And then when it was 3.5, and now it's 3, for God's sakes, I'm looking at this. This doesn't make any sense. Because I know everyone's going to lean on the Belichick era and the stat where him as a home underdog, what he does, like 12-2 against us for something crazy. But it's got to be a different era, right? You have to think it's the Brady, and now it's the team that can't win at home era. And you still, as far as I'm concerned, you have to score points to win games, right? So I don't see how they stop Dallas. I mean, you got guys running all over the field wide open, whether you're a Zeke guy or a Tony Pollard guy. Zeke has scored in four straight games. And then you got Jones, Mac Jones, like four touchdowns in the last five games and five interceptions. I don't trust it. Just because he went up and down the field against the Texans at the end, it doesn't mean Belichick has a plan for everyone. Cowboys cut from 30 points allowed per game to 21.5 over the last four. Trayvon Diggs' injury, the ankle injury, bums me out a little bit concerned. But I still think at the end of the day, we're going to score 30 and they're going to score 20, and then that's an easy cover. I know. I'm crazy.
Wow. That was pretty convincing, Cam. That was a very convincing argument that he just rolled out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. You said, like, unlike Chris, Sale can't sell you anything. Sal sold it. Like, that's the thing. And, you know, sometimes trap lines are not trap lines. It's just these guys put that stuff up. Like, I've been noticing since people have been gambling more, they're putting up a lot more sucker lines. And you got to be careful, right, Nancy, because you know me. I fall for that stuff all the time. Like, I look at the line a lot of the time and go, what are they trying to do here?
I know.
It's different.
The Packers were a trap line against the Bengals last week, right? It was 3. It closed at 2.5. And they did everything to blow it. Mason Crosby missed 55 field goals, and they still covered the closing line of 2.5. So sometimes I know the masses are asses, but sometimes you have to go with the flow here with the -2, -3, whatever it is.
I'm betting I like a lot of these narrative games this week, and I'm going against them. I'm taking the Raiders plus the points.
I agree, Seattle 100%.
Plus the points. The Raiders just went up to 4. Oh, Gruden's not there.
I know. It's probably Gruden's a benefit there. That like, he's gone. Like, yeah, I'm guys, sure Gruden's some like absolute Mensa member genius here. Yeah, exactly.
It was last week that they got punched in the mouth with this. The Raiders knew, oh, my God, our coach is a raving homophobe racist that hates us all.
Right.
And they played like crap. And then he got fired to Monday. He steps down to Monday. Now they've had all week to soak it in. They've absorbed this. They're through the team meetings. They're on the football right now. And I think they're going to put a chip on their shoulder. I love
guys,
this.
Was it 10 or 11 days ago they were 3-0, right? This Raiders team, it's insane. It wasn't very long ago. But I'm with you. Someone in that clubhouse has to rally and get them right mentally. And then if you put the ball on the field, they're the better team than the Denver Broncos. They just are. So getting points in this situation, I agree. Good spot.
4.5. What else are you looking at, Sal, in the NFL this week?
Well, I know Cam loves my filthy parlay of the week where I make no money and I put everything down.
You got Dodgers plus 7.5 tomorrow?
you threw the punchline in there before I was over. Oregon money line tonight, Cincinnati money line, and then the Dodgers plus 3.5. You're right, that's -235. Yeah. That doesn't lose. God bless it, Cam. You do that, you'll have money for the kids. You can put out some Halloween candy. You're not.
That's what I told.
I don't have any kids, but yeah, the neighborhood kids will be. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
I told Cam, start betting these parlays. He'll come to LA with me for the game, Cam. Like,
I gotta start betting these stupid parlays.
You'll be proud of me, Sal. Last night I went in. I had the Dodgers to win the series. I got the Dodgers to win the World Series. I had the under and all that, but said took a page out of your book. Cam witnessed it. Dodgers plus 2.5, Eagles plus 17, -186.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah, but the problem is, Sal, it would have won as the parlay. That's what pissed me off after. I'm like, it would have won outright. Anyways.
I love it. You just got to cash. It just feels good to cash every now and then.
Yes, it does, Sal. Next time in LA, Sal.
SportsGrid.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're on the clock for real. We got Clemson and Syracuse coming up right now. I am laying the points, all right? I'm laying the points, although I just did a little alternate action here. I got Clemson -9.5 at -150. So I'm mixing it up a little bit, but I also have this game to go over the number. I played one of the 10-point teasers, but I like this game to go over the number a lot. I'm playing North Texas and Marshall under the number. North Texas and Marshall under the number. I'm going to pass on the Blackhawks and Devils, but I've got two picks. Cam?
Yeah.
Give me the under here to Vancouver Canucks.
Better get Demko.
Demko, baby. Demko.
I like Demko.
Look at this.
Hey, you know what?
That's a nice looking mask, huh?
That is nice. That I got to go downstairs. Oh, I like the side there. That's nice. You told me I got to go find those some gloves and stuff. I got to go through my old hockey equipment. I'm taking every single
Give me the Canucks and the under.
I'm taking the Canucks. That's a nice plus price. I'm not touching the total. Give me the Blackhawks, both unders there. Regulation as well, game. And I'm on Syracuse. We disagree with this game, but you're right. Clemson's got some time now, but I'll take the 14. I got the half point up to 14. Let's go. We'll see what happens tonight.
Let me get this total
Texas
play in here.
That's 11 and a half. I'm going to play every underdog tonight. Every underdog, every league. All underdogs.
All right.
Done.
Yeah, under 6.5 Vancouver Canucks. I'm going to go a little bigger on the under, and Canucks is a dog here. I'm a big Demko fan. The guy's really, really good, and I'm going out on a limb here, but I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I say Carter Hart plays well tonight. Carter Hart plays well. I think he starts off the season well, Cam.
He's got a lot to prove, tell you
He's
that.
He's a good goalie. He had a bad year last year. He's a good goalie. I'm not throwing this kid under the bus yet.
I agree. 100%. But I'm just saying, it's a lot to ask Philadelphia to lay that price to see if he's ready to go. But yeah, I lean under in this.
Oh,
game.
I'm not laying the price. I'm betting the under 6.5.
Mm-hmm,
let's go, Vancouver.
With Vancouver.
Let's get the dog going here. It's been a decent start. I haven't lost money betting the NHL.
NHL's good. No. Columbus was huge last night. It was pretty good. It was good. It's all right.
All right. We'll see who Big J Berman likes on the other side.
Got a lot going on.
Work, family, kids. So we made it simple to get the winning edge. We give you gaming, odds, and more.
You know,
the important stuff.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.